This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Time for our weekly look at the prices of new tractors and equipment. It's a good day, American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, an American Family Farmer, somewhat of an institution in a way because I've created a brand around the Good Day radio program. But I also have, just as an important sideline, my focus in my life has been my children and my love and love of the farm, broadcasting. So this program became a natural for me when we started doing it a couple of years ago. Now on over 100 radio stations, lots of farm ag networks, podcasting, that sort of thing, because I wanted to draw attention to the plight of the American family farmer. More and more difficult, and I was more than anything else because I was experiencing the difficulties trying to make it as a small farmer, a dairy farmer in an area where it is cost prohibitive to do the kind of stuff that I was doing, and any farmer in his right mind would not be doing it where I was doing it. And so I began to run into the problems that people who are working more family farms, suburban areas, as well as rural areas, the things that were happening to us because of government regulation, things that were coming from big ag, the corporate entities that are trying to push the small farmers out of business so they can get their greedy hands on everything they can get their greedy hands on. One of the examples of problems farmers are having is finding good certified seed that is not connected to some GMO entity like Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, Bayer, that group. And so as we continue to find it harder and harder, I say we because I am trying to find corn, for example, that is open pollinated corn seed that isn't connected to any kind of rubbish that you put on it that keeps the weeds from growing or whatever. And it's been hard to do. And there are people who have gone a lot farther than I have, including Timothy Gertson, who is with us today on the American Family Farmer, who grows organic corn. And he does it because there's a market for it. The people who survive in agriculture are not any different than business people in any circumstance. You find a market for your product or your service, and you survive by doing it well. If you don't do it well, you won't survive, and you won't survive as there's not a market. So, Timothy Gertson, welcome to the American Family Farmer. You're on the Gulf Coast of Texas, I understand. You and your family have been involved in rice farming, got a couple of thousand acres, and I wonder if you can give us a little history, more than what I know, of what your family has done on this land. Because the Gulf Coast is wetland, basically, isn't it, when you get right down to it?
Yes, it sure is, Doug. Hey, thanks for having me on today. Yeah, it sure is. We get probably about 45 inches of rainfall annually, we've got a climate a climate and soil types in my local region that are well suited to growing rice. So I'm a fifth generation rice farmer. We've been growing rice down here for over 100 years. Some of it still on the same ground that my great-great-grandfather first grew rice on. They were originally wheat farmers from Kansas, and they moved down to down here in Texas. And we have where we are. There's a sandy loam soil that works well for growing rice and not much else. Now, granted, you move over a few counties where I have another farm and we've got really good land for growing row crops there. So we can grow corn and grain sorghum and things like that. But, rice has been our bread and butter for our family. And, we're irrigated some by groundwater and, some by surface water, which comes down the Colorado River in Texas from up north of Austin.
I'll never forget flying into Sacramento, California for the first time. As you fly in, if you've ever flown in there, you'll know why I'm making the statement. There are a lot of rice farms in that valley around the airport in Sacramento. So if you fly in there and you've ever been to Asia, Vietnam, places like that, at first blush, you think you're landing in Vietnam and not in Sacramento. And I'm guessing that maybe you'd have that same feeling flying into the nearest community where you have an airport there. Am I right, Timothy?
Yes, yes, it is. We have a lot of rice. Now, Texas is a state that rice has declined in over the last 20 years. We used to have somewhere around 600,000 acres total in Texas, and we're probably back down around 150,000 now. A lot of that was just from some of that was from urban sprawl, just sprawling out from Houston on the west and east sides of Houston. Some of it was just people switching to other crops when rice prices were really poor. And you had to be a large enough farm to sustain the ups and downs, especially when you're growing a grain like rice, which that's a worldwide commodity. I mean, rice is the staple food for over half the world's population. So we're affected a lot by things that happen on the other side of the world, more than we would like to be.
Yeah, sure you are. So, well, but that's because of the very, very nature of, as you said, the diet of the rest of the world, and you're contributing to our diet and the diet because a lot of exports here. Let's talk continually about our focus on organic and the kinds of things that go into making decisions, because this program, the American Family Farmer, is aimed at having problems or ideas presented, and then if there is a problem that isn't easily solved, we come up with solutions or at least ideas from people who have done something successfully to overcome the problem that many of you may have. So that's why we have Timothy Gerson here to tell us his story on the American Family Farmer. Let me tell you another story as well. The Energy Department. Many of you as farmers or people, this program is aimed at helping the American family farmer, at having you know what's going on the family farm, at having you understand what ag businesses are about that are supported sometimes by people on the farm. And also, an important cog in the wheel here are the locavores, the people who are buying the products that we're talking about. So when I get off to talking about super beets, there are a lot of people who raise beets now. The folks that make super beets are using farms that grow non-GMO beets. They cook them, they dry them, they make powder out of it. And this powder, when added to a super drink or some kind of, you can put it in water, but protein drinks, things like that, your mix, it's really a powerful influence on your body, because the nitric oxide that comes as a result of putting the beets into your system, you put 3 beets, 1 teaspoon of super beets in a 4-ounce glass of water, that's 3 beets. Opens up your arteries so the blood can flow, gives you more stamina, more endurance. It's great for getting blood into your brain, your muscles, all of the organs in your body, and that's where super beets wins. And unlike coffee, super beets is a functional food for circulation that, again, creates the nitric oxide that is very necessary to you having a healthy, strong body in the original sense, in the natural sense. There's nothing artificial about anything in super beets. So do yourself a favor. Do what a lot of people are doing that listen to this program. They've gotten onto the super beets program. It doesn't taste like vegetables. You can get that berry flavor in it and enjoy it. Black cherry available. The regular taste of beets is there as well if you want that. I don't happen to like that, so that's why I choose using black cherry. You can choose whatever you want, but make the choice and make the call to 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. One more time, 800-655-4183 for super beets, or you can order them online at DougLikesBeets.com.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from ICI. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let ICI help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. Technology is making everyday tasks simpler, so digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with five brands to help better your digital lifestyle. Mario, what are your top ideas this summer?
The single-serve brewing trend is hot, so check out the GE Profile Refrigerator with Keurig K-Cup Brewing System. Just by using the GE Kitchen app, you can preset brew times for your water, coffee, tea, or any Keurig K-Cup hot beverage within the refrigerator. I have a free app that helps you with your green spaces. Grow from Scott's Miracle-Grow. The app provides inspiration and education so you can transform any type of foliage from backyard gardens to indoor plants. Grow takes complex gardening tasks and simplifies them for you. A must-have app for Samsung Galaxy devices is the Samsung Plus. It's your one-stop destination for getting personalized live expert support and the tools to keep your device running like new. The Samsung Assist feature gives you remote support and hands-on help at the push of a button. Plan your music and style with the portable Muo wireless speakers from Kef. You can stream your favorite tunes via Bluetooth, and Kef's legendary UniQ technology delivers stunningly accurate sound, beautiful design, a variety of colors, and up to 12 hours of battery life. Get better sleep this summer. Check out Sleep Number Beds with Sleep IQ technology. You and your partner can adjust the firmness and support on each side, and built-in Sleep IQ technology tracks your sleep and offers insights and suggestions for your best sleep.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit KillerApps.tv.
Many people say, I don't know what to do with my farm. Things are changing so quickly. Thus, the approach we have here on Good Days, American Family Farmer. What do we do as things change? Timothy Gertson, who runs G5 Farm Organization, has had a number of years, not only his experience, but his family's experience, in trying to save the business and make some money. Which is what we should be doing. More often than not, though, Timothy, I find in my experience, most farmers in my area, which is Massachusetts, are just barely getting by. The produce people are interested in what the locavores want, choices, and they grow small cabbage patches and lettuce patches and spinach patches and raspberry patches and squash and all of that stuff. But it's not enough anymore because everything else is so expensive. So, did you make the decision to move from the description of the farm that you just gave us to doing more organic agriculture because it was economically viable, or were there other things you were thinking about?
Well, Doug, that's kind of something we're still almost have yet to see. This is our first year to move into organics. But yes, yep. The decision was purely a business one. You know, as a farmer as well as I do, that if I'm not farming for charity. I've got to make money on it, regardless. Because if I can't, then it's no good. That's the first part about being a sustainable operation. It's got to be able to be sustained economically. So that was what we did. With depressed commodity prices right now, we started looking at the growing market for organics. And with organics, there's lots. With organic grain crops, where you're growing on a larger scale, there's a lot of challenges. So we had to find some, pick a crop that we thought we could overcome those challenges in. Like I said, our staple has been rice, and I know a lot of organic rice guys who are struggling horribly this year because we had a lot of rain.
Hold on a second, Timothy. We'll continue on this week's American Family Farmer on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Running Green Change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This week's version of Good Days American Family Farmer, a synthesis of ideas coming. It's not just for farmers, but it is an educational tool that I like to use to help people understand what's going on America's farms, because even though many of you are estranged from that world, you just don't know, your children don't know, you don't get where food comes from. This is a way for me to also get to the locavores that are interested in buying local produce, but to the farmers and the stories they have about their farms. I thought you said something very interesting. Timothy Gertzen is with us from GS. I keep wanting to say GS. Isn't there a seed company called GS? Is that why I'm confusing you with G5?
Possibly. It's G5, though, and the G5 is for that we named it that because we're the fifth generation. So G5 is the fifth generation.
Right. I think there is. There's a GS seed company someplace. One of the things you said a few minutes ago was that the commodity market was depressed. And I think that's worth a minute or two of our time, understanding why the commodity market is depressed. Now, I will give you from the dairy farmer's perspective, which is mine, how ridiculous the prices are that farmers are getting for milk. And it keeps going down and down because we have import influences. We also have the lack of use of milk for reasons that are unexplainable to me. People keep talking about how lactose intolerant and other things, milk's bad for you, yada, yada. Obviously, I don't agree with that. You can find, there's always an argument for yes, it is good, or no, it's not good, no matter what the food. I use the milk thing because the government has screwed that up and allowed the big companies to push the price down because we have influence from imports. And that's depressed commodity markets all across the board, hasn't it, Timothy?
Yes. I would agree. And, I mean, yes. And, you know, people, a lot of grain farmers may not look at milk and our grain as the same. But, yes, we have the same type of factors that influence the markets and push them down. And, you know, we'd like to be able to compete fairly with imported products and things like that. And that's really tough to do sometimes. And it's a struggle. And I know from reading your bio that you produce raw milk, which is something that I just recently even learned about.
Really?
And I found very fascinating. Yeah, I guess I'd never really thought about it, and I didn't realize there were some states that they even said not even legal to do, which Texas you can. So I kind of started looking around. I was trying to find a raw milk supplier close to me. I don't have anybody anywhere close. I'm not in a dairy region. It's very hot and humid here, so it's not the best.
Yeah.
It's not the best place. Cows. Most of the dairies are central and northern Texas.
Yeah,
not
right.
Down here on
yeah.
the coast.
No, you go to like Stephenville and places
yeah.
like that. There's some great dairy areas there. But, you know, it's interesting as you travel west from where you are and follow Interstate 10 and go all the way across through New Mexico, Arizona, California, you'll find some really huge dairy farms. I call them the loafing farms because they feed, there's no pasture involved. It's all lot feeding. And the quality of the milk is awful. But that's the way it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, produce more and more and more. Quality's not important. And so but the heat that we're talking about this week that has inundated where you are and across the Southwest is going to affect the quality of the milk. The animals' lives are in danger because it's so damn hot across there. And as you've suggested, the better farms are north of where you are, not only North Texas, but up through the upper Midwest, because there's the ability to have grasses and things and keep the animals cooler. It does. Everything is affected by the weather. There's no question about that. So what we're doing is focusing, and we're going to spend the next few minutes of the program talking with Timothy about organic certification and now what he's doing that he hopes will save his family's five-generation farm. 28 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
People love information and conversation about what's going on in the world. I do know that from my years on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen. The Good Day American Family Farmer is on the air. What I also know is, from my years of being around cows and on the farm, that people, when they hear, you can I chuckle about this, because in my studio on my farm, Timothy, I leave the windows open. Because this time of year, I want the fresh air, I don't want air conditioned air. So every once in a while, people tease me because they can hear a tractor going by under my window. And just if we'd have been back 30 seconds earlier, you could have heard one of my Massey Ferguson 4235s going by under my window. And I'll bet you would have recognized the sound of that tractor. Other people listening to this would as well. All right, so to recap where we are, Timothy Gertson is a farmer on the Gulf Coast of Texas. His family has thousands of acres of G5 farms, and he's trying to make a living. Gee, what a concept. In agriculture, sometimes that's difficult unless you're in one of these huge situations where you've got a big conglomerate behind you. But he's decided to move from conventional farming, growing a rice crop and that sort of thing, to organic agriculture. So what sort of obstacle course did you have to go through to get? I've said, by the way, to be consistent with the people so they know I'm not being a hypocrite, I find in my experience that organic doesn't mean much anymore in many areas, especially the produce department, because the government has so screwed up, bastardized the value of the term because they've sold out to all the big companies. Organic is a term that does still apply fairly well in the dairy business, and I know a lot of fellas who have changed and gone to the trouble of getting certified because they want to have $30 a hundredweight for milk instead of $14, which is what they're getting now. Would you say the same sort of thinking went into your deciding to go organic?
Yes, that's exactly right. When we were looking and we decided on corn, the reason was corn price at that time was around $3 a bushel, and we were able to contract the organic corn at $10.50 a bushel. So you're looking at over three times the price. Now, granted, the yields aren't equal, but you have less inputs with organic. And, you know, there's some pests and things that we were a little worried about. But we did get it done. I tell you, one of the biggest hurdles up front was just doing the paperwork, which can be pretty, I mean, and I understand that it's necessary, but, we went through the Texas Department of Agriculture. You know, there's lots of different certifying agencies. I think there's like 80 of them across the U.S. that you can get certified through. We wanted to go through TDA because they're kind of the official policing agency sort of in Texas. And, I didn't want to hire someone to do the paperwork for me. I like to know all the details of what I'm getting signed up for and what I'm going to be responsible for. I don't want somebody else to take care of that. So I did it all myself. And, you know, I submitted probably 80 pages of paperwork, which on an antiquated system, you know, you would think you could fill the forms out online. I had to fill them out by hand, right. And, submitted that and, got, ended up eventually getting certified organic. The problem was, I needed somebody, and it's a program that would be nice, especially having Texas. I needed somebody to kind of help coach me through it because a lot of our forms were open-ended, like which practices are you planning on doing? And I'll do whatever practices I need to do. You tell me what's required and I'll do it. Just cause I traditionally I've been a conventional farmer, so I needed some help going along. So it took a few different, iterations to get through the forms and get everything right, but we did eventually get it all correct, and our crop looked good. Unfortunately, you know, the biggest problem we've had nothing to do with our crop being organic. We've had horrible problem with wild hogs here in Texas. So
really?
Wild hogs, yes. So that's a problem that you guys don't have really up there.
No.
But that's one of the number one pests. We have a wild hog population in Texas that's probably close to 3 million. And wow. It's absolutely out of control. So we planted 220 acres of organic corn, and wild hogs came through and completely destroyed. And when I say completely destroyed, I mean completely destroyed, like all gone, about 120 acres of it. So
good
then we
God.
Replanted, and then they destroyed that again. And that has nothing
so
to do with
there's no way
you
know, of there's no way of keeping them out. We have patrols that granted cost money to hire them. But there are people who will take care of that. I mean, there's got to, as you think about it, I would have thought that the states, in order to protect you, would want to have some group, some company on the prowl to take care of this problem.
That is, and they're working on it. The problem, in Texas, the hunting regulations on wild hogs are very, very loose. They allow, you can hunt them year-round. We can shoot them out of a helicopter.
Really?
I mean, they're that far out of control. I mean, they do billions of dollars in damage every year.
Good Lord. So I never knew that. I never knew that. All of comes to my mind when you describe it that way is Sarah Palin, shooting out of the helicopter. Remember that visualization? That's the only thing that comes to my mind. When I think of shooting out of a helicopter. As a farmer who believes in life, I'd like to be able to think that we could protect the lives of these animals. I have the same attitude toward coyotes, because I'm in a suburban area. The coyotes have been pushed away, more and more development and fewer places for them to go. So they're a real danger for my young heifers, for young calves. Same sort of, but we don't have them to the numbers that you got those pigs down there. My God, that's a horrible reality.
Yes. So, yeah, the studies that have been done have shown that in order to decrease their population growth, because they can have 1.5 litters a year at 10 pigs a litter, we have to remove 60% of the population every year. So, I mean, you're talking about well over 1.5 million pigs, which we're not doing right now. Now, you talked about...
Is there a market for that? I mean, there's a market for pork.
There is some. So we do a lot of trapping. We try to do a lot of trapping. It's just the problem is it's very time-consuming. You know, as a farmer, I mean, my time needs to be spent growing and tending to my crop. I could easily just full-time trap pigs. But I couldn't make a living off of it. I mean, yes, there's a market.
Is there a living?
Not necessarily. It takes so much time, and we do it to try to keep a dent in the population. And, you know, we've got all kinds. We've got traps we can control from a cell phone. You know, they got cameras on them. They know when they're in there. We can trap them. And, yeah, there's buyers, and we can haul them. the problem is even that, you know, we trap 10, 15 at a time, you know, and you're getting that out of a group of 200 or 300. And they'll get trap smart. They're smart animals. I mean, they're very smart animals, but they're also very destructive. So it's a big problem in the South. It's a big problem that we're trying to learn to deal with. So as farmers, you know, farmers are going to learn. We'll learn and we'll adapt and we'll deal with it. That's how you have to exist. So just just like my reason to go organic and start growing organics, we'll figure out what to do with the pigs. So
we have that ability. We can figure things out. That's one of the reasons I wanted to have you here. Timothy Gertson is with us on this week's American Family Farmer. One of the most interesting programs and the one for which I have gotten the most feedback recently was a discussion in part about Willie Nelson's son. This was a throwaway comment that I made when we were talking. I didn't mean it to be throwaway, but you know that Willie Nelson helped organize Farm Aid. Well, his son Micah is now working to help industrial hemp, the cause for industrial hemp, to grow industrial hemp in the United States. It's not completely legal to do it. The National Hemp Association has suggested that we get the Industrial Hemp Farming Act passed so that more farmers can use their land appropriately. There's a lot of hemp product that is for sale, and the hemp's being grown outside the United States. So, for one, I am very supportive of what Micah Nelson is trying to do. I think we need more ways for farmers to make money, more ways. And come on, the whole business about pot and marijuana and all that, we have grossly exaggerated the impact of it. How many of you, if you go to the health food store, look at the various canisters of protein supplements and other sorts of powdered supplements and see hemp there everywhere? It's all over the place. I've put it in some of my protein drinks over the years. I don't know that I taste the difference or feel the difference, but I know from what I hear, it's supposed to be very good for you. So it's nuts that you can go into a health food store in some places and buy a variety of hemp foods and then go to other places. It's kind of like raw milk, same thing. You can buy it easily in some places and you can't buy it all in other places. I guess that's what makes life rather interesting here. My thoughts, Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, 43 past the hour.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And I see how Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. Technology is making everyday tasks simpler, so digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with five brands to help better your digital lifestyle. Mario, what are your top ideas this summer?
The single-serve brewing trend is hot, so check out the GE Profile Refrigerator with Keurig K-Cup Brewing System. Just by using the GE Kitchen app, you can preset brew times for your water, coffee, tea, or any Keurig K-Cup hot beverage within the refrigerator. I have a free app that helps you with your green spaces. Grow from Scott's Miracle-Gro. The app provides inspiration and education so you can transform any type of foliage from backyard gardens to indoor plants. Grow takes complex gardening tasks and simplifies them for you. A must-have app for Samsung Galaxy devices is the Samsung Plus. It's your one-stop destination for getting personalized live expert support and the tools to keep your device running like new. The Samsung Assist feature gives you remote support and hands-on help at the push of a button. Plan your music and style with the portable Muo wireless speakers from KEF. You can stream your favorite tunes via Bluetooth, and KEF's legendary UniQ technology delivers stunningly accurate sound, beautiful design, a variety of colors, and up to 12 hours of battery life. Get better sleep this summer. Check out Sleep Number beds with Sleep IQ technology. You and your partner can adjust the firmness and support on each side, and built-in Sleep IQ technology tracks your sleep and offers insights and suggestions for your best sleep.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit KillerApps.tv.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffen here on the Good Day American Family Farmer with Timothy Gertzen. A few more minutes with him as we talk about his move from the regular growing of grains, rice, etc., to organic certification. The way he got his certification. Now what he's, you know, he's got. It seems to me, and this is the problem I hear from lots and lots of farmers. We go from one headache to another. Nothing seems to be easy. The weather's a problem, the government's a problem, competition is a problem, and you wonder, as you, I'm sure, have, you work your way through all of this stuff, and at the end of the day, do you sometimes look in the mirror and say, why the heck am I doing this, which is unfortunately what's happened to a lot of farmers, and that's why, you know, the farming situation is as it is, but you ever get depressed?
You know, I don't know if I would say depressed, Doug, but there's definitely plenty of days that, you know, it's really frustrating and things don't go right. And, you know, it never fails on those days where you have, you know, problems or frustrations with regulations. You know, you also have equipment breaking down and everything. And I'm a very hands-on farmer. It's my cousin and I have our own partnership. And we've got two employees, so I'm not a from the office farmer. I'm out there every day. I mean, yesterday I took three showers because I was so soaking wet from sweating and fixing stuff and crawling on the ground and working on combines, getting ready for our upcoming harvest. And it's just, you know, farming is a lot of work and it's a passion and it's not for everybody. I mean, there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that go into it. And I didn't start out. I graduated with an engineering degree, and I worked in engineering for a while, and but I couldn't stay away from the farm. I wanted to come back so desperately. So
how about women? How about the women in your family, farm wives, and what they have to understand and know about what it takes to, especially this time of year, to make all of this work?
That's a great question. I married a girl I met in college, and she is not from a farming family. So, you know, there was a learning curve there for her on what to be expected at different times of the year and how long I'll be gone to certain times. And I've got three little boys, Jacob, Nathan, and Michael, who are, 4, 3, and 4 months. And, a farm wife is a very special lady. she's gotta put up with me being gone long hours during harvest and planting, and also raising the children and bringing them to the field, and running to go get parts when necessary, or helping out and driving a tractor, whatever can be done. My wife is a integral part to my operation. I really don't know what I would do without her.
Well, I think that's good to hear. That's another perspective to bring to the table. Well, you've told us a good story, and I wish you well. I think that you are an inspiration. If we go to a website, what's the website for your farm? You got a website for GE Farm?
I do not have a website. However,
really?
You could visit Coyote Creek Feed Mill's website. That is the website where I sell my I sell my organic feed to.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where you can buy. That's where the corn that I go is going to go to Coyote Creek Mill up around Austin, and they sell organic feed for hens and beef.
Timothy Gertson here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, part of the Good Day program. You know how on NPR, if you listen to them, they always try to make the reports sound authentic by having background noise. Let's say they're in the middle of some market in Ethiopia, and they've got the sounds in the background of what the market sounds like. So in the background here, because we're trying to legitimize our, not that we have to do that, our American Family Farmer, you'll hear, just like you just did, one of the tractors working outside. I have decided in my studio that I'd rather have fresh air, and so I open the windows, and every once in a while there's a tractor that's handy by, so you can get a piece of the action here with the mostly Massey Ferguson's and Internationals. That happens to be a Massey Ferguson that you're listening to. Let's spend a minute or two or three or four talking about politics. I do not like to talk about politics on the air on my regular Good Day program. I stay as far away from it as I can because I think it's debilitating. The conversation doesn't usually get anywhere. But I thought for the purposes of our understanding how the two major, and I put that in quotation marks, candidates, Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Trump, if one of these two is elected, and it seems pretty good chance that one of the two of them is going to get elected, what does it mean to you as a farmer? Immigration weighing heavily on politics right now, dairy farmers expressing support and fear at the same time of Donald Trump. There are a lot of people who fear an increased cost of labor because of Hillary Clinton and her stance on what the rate should be for minimum wage. The questions that come of these people and their candidates, something that I thought we ought to sort of examine. So I've looked through, I've culled through some of what Trump has said. He said he intends to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico, deport all the illegal workers. He would follow through on these campaign promises. And if he did, there are people who've studied what's going on and, you know, the realities of who's working on the farms. If they were all gone, it would be devastating to the food system. The worst case scenario, if you were to round up everybody who's illegal that's working in the food system, it would probably shut it down, said one person that was familiar with some of the agribusinesses that are involved. This would be a disaster for dairy farming as well as for the fruit and vegetable industry. But there are some who are on the dairy farmer side who don't agree with that at all. One Washington dairy farmer wrote on the Milk Facebook page, quote, "If you're knowingly hiring illegals, you're a poor businessman. Doesn't matter who's in office for that problem." Let's see. This is something that you can follow on Twitter. Twitter at Good Day Show. There's a constant thread of conversation going on there. "If a business has to break the law to survive, should it be in business?" was a question that I saw posted. So there are some who say, even when we're paying well, you can't find legal workers to labor on dairy farms. I will tell you that over the years on my dairy farm, I'm in a suburban situation outside of Austin. The three people who were the mainstays of the operation were me and two men who were my age. As a matter of fact, we used to kid about this. We had our birthdays every fall, all the same age. One was September, one was October, one was November. But that's a rare commodity. I'm finding it very difficult now to find help. I've had some people from Brazil that have worked here, people from Jamaica that have worked here, people from Guatemala. I will not let them on the property unless I see a green card that proves that they are legal. And that's sometimes very difficult. And you find more and more it's difficult to find workers because it's so easy to make money for doing nothing. So that really is a problem. Will Trump actually build a wall? Nobody knows that, but a lot of farmers think that would be bad. If Mrs. Clinton were president, it could be easier to get a good immigration solution in place. This, according to a couple of different studies, Clinton president could mean increased labor costs, though, for farmers. And we're not able to sustain the increase. We just can't. With the $14 milk, I mean, even if I'm selling milk in my raw food dairy for $11.50 a gallon, that still isn't enough to cover what it costs to actually produce it. So, and if we have finding labor, it's very unusual for me to be able to find white guys who are my age who want to do this work. That's, you know, bottom line, because I don't have a family that's in the farm business. More likely to be in better shape if you have a family. But I find, the immigration problem out of the way. You're going to find robots are around, tax considerations for equipment, that sort of thing, all part of the consideration. So, this is the first of probably several times over the next few months that I'll look at the candidates and we'll talk a little bit about how they may affect your business as an American family farmer.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.